Protests at the homes of corporate criminals aren't just for those who torture animals anymore. On the 22nd of August, members of Code Pink showed up at the home of Blackwater's founder, Eric Prince. They were there to demand that he stay in the U.S. to face criminal charges for the infamous Nisour Square shootings, where his men murdered 17 innocent civilians in Baghdad back in 2007. The protest began with the delivery of a letter to the home, which was thought to be empty due to rumors that Eric Prince had fled to the United Arab Emirates.
All right, so here I'm going to put this up on Eric Prince's door, and this is a letter from the new company called Pinkwater. Dear Eric Prince, on behalf of U.S. taxpayers, we say shame on you. Through your company, Blackwater, or Z, as you now like to call it, stole hundreds of millions of dollars. Your employees also killed innocent civilians in Iraq, and you should be held responsible. Don't run away to the Emirates to escape prosecution. Stay here in the USA and face the consequences of your actions like a good Christian.
That would be, yeah.
Sincerely, Pinkwater.
Ms. Pinkwater.
It turned out that at least Eric Prince's family was still there. At first, they invited Medea Benjamin into the house, only to turn around and demand that she leave, physically assault her, and then charge her with trespassing and have her arrested after being invited into the home when Miss Prince realized this was about Blackwater's crimes. Here's what it sounded like when Miss Prince decided to physically push Medea Benjamin out the door as she was attempting to leave under her own power.
I'm getting pushed out here.
Whoa, ow!
So Eric Prince's family is actually here. They haven't left for the Emirates. They're all inside.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
We sat there and waited for the police to come because she said she had called the police. And I just wanted to make sure that the police knew that we didn't trespass. We were asked to leave and left. And instead, she had me arrested.
A homeowner's authority come out and talk to you.
They still have called us. It may not be the homeowners, but the people at the house have called us and told us that we have to come up here and make sure you guys get
out. Well, she said get out of
your IDs.
She said get out of our house.
Yeah.
So
it's okay.
She never said get off the property, though.
Your ID and car, if you find it for me real quick, please.
So I was released from jail after 5 hours. This is the complaint that was filed by Joanna Prince, the wife of Eric Prince, and it accuses me of trespassing or remaining on the property of Joanna Prince after having been forbidden to do so by an authorized individual. I had to put up $500 for a bond.
Remember, Blackwater's founder, Eric Prince, is looking at facing criminal charges for allowing his mercenaries to shoot down 17 men, women, and children at Nisour Square, the youngest being 9-year-old Ali Kanani. Yet he and his wife have the nerve to charge someone with trespassing after being invited into their home. It's Eric Prince who should be posting bail, or maybe not, since he's clearly a flight risk. Medea Benjamin of Code Pink was arrested for trespassing in a place in which she had been invited, unlike U.S. troops or mercenaries in Iraq. Hey, Eric Prince, you stinking water buffalo turd. Remember, in D.C., in the United States, and in Iraq, there's no sleep for the wicked.